Page 64. You can still have the same access to services and prescription coverage when on UHA. You can still see your provider even if they are not in UHA's network until one of these happen. The minimum or approved prescribed treatment course is completed or the reviewing provider decides that the care is no longer medically needed. If the care is by a specialist, the treatment plan will be reviewed by a qualified provider. Transition period. You will still get the medical, dental, behavioral health services, and drugs that were approved for you. The transition time frames are the shorter of 30 days for physical and oral health, or 60 days for behavioral health, or until the new physical, oral, or behavioral health provider, depending on the type of care needed, reviews your treatment plan. 90 days for members who are duly eligible for Medicaid and Medicare. We will work with you to assign you to a primary care physician, PCP, primary care dentist, PCD, and behavioral health provider that best meets your health care needs. Please schedule an appointment with these providers in the first month of your coverage, if possible. Who can get the same care while changing plans? There is help for members who have serious health issues, need hospital care, or inpatient mental health care. Members who need this care are end-stage renal disease care, medically fragile children, breast and cervical cancer treatment program members, prenatal or postpartum care, transplant services, including per and post-transplant care, any member who, without continued access to services, may suffer serious health issues or be at risk of going to the hospital or an institution. Members receiving care assistance due to HIV/AIDS. Transplant services. Radiation or chemotherapy. Some types of care will continue until complete with a current provider. These types of care are